این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini suggests that several practical remedies for curing anger. Blowing off the lamp of guidance, it reduces men to an utterly wretched state. Therefore, one should be on one's guard so as to dissociate oneself by some means before its fire becomes more violent. He should either leave the place where his anger may be provoked or change his posture to divert his attention.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, you're listening to another episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to read some of the speeches and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about different subjects and context. We do that in the hope to come to a deeper understanding of this great character. Now, in this episode, what we're going to talk about is Imam Khomeini's views on Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, he said, "If one wants to serve Islam, he should not expect all others to accept him." Well, you know that when you realize the path of truth, no excuse is accepted for not following it. One major justification of those not following Islam is that they are watching the number of followers, and if they find most of people converting to Islam, they would accept it. If not, they would use the few number of followers as a justification for their negligence. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Ya ayyuhan nas, la tastawhishu fi tariq al-huda liqillati ahlihi." O people, do not be afraid of the path of truth for the sake of its few number of followers. So we should keep that in mind, that such type of justification is in fact failed in Islam.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
On the other hand, when we widen the scope and talk about our religion in general, we come to a lot of enemies and non-believers who don't accept Islam and start to even bother the believers. Such a case has happened a lot of times in the history of Islam, and especially throughout the divine mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here, the point Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is making is that we should accept others' opinions about what we don't believe in. Well, I really like this ideology of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi because he is in fact showing respect to others who don't agree with us. His sentence is in fact representative of our Holy Prophet's manner in dealing with those kuffar or non-believers. He warned them about their hereafter and advised them to become Muslims. But when some of them didn't accept him, he just treated them respectfully and left them with their ideologies. And that is what we should learn from our great religion and Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day. every night and every day.